Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad Tuesday, in a speech to Parliament, vowed to continue the fight against terrorism. He said the war will continue until terrorism is ripped from its root and vowed to liberate every inch of Syrian territory. Mr. Assad also accused Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, a chief foe in the five-year conflict, of sending thousands of militants into the northern contested city of Aleppo. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called the tone of the speech vintage Assad.
He basically got up and said what he always says, which is that he's going to never back down, never step aside, going to keep up the fight, and never recognize the role that he has directly played in creating the conditions that exist today in Syria, where Daesh has been able to get a strong foothold and establish itself, where you've got segments of the population cut off from humanitarian assistance deliberately by the regime. This is a reality that he has single-handedly created.
Toner, who called the speech discouraging, appealed to Moscow and Tehran and those with influence within the regime to keep Mr. Assad from letting the Geneva peace process fall apart completely. An Egypt Air flight from Cairo to Beijing Wednesday was forced to make an emergency landing in Uzbekistan after the airline received a bomb threat. The plane, with 118 people on board, was evacuated and searched. No explosives found and was allowed to continue on to Beijing. An Egypt Air Airbus crashed in the Mediterranean May 19th, killing all 66 people on board. In Turkey, another car bomb killed at least two policemen and wounded several other people in Midyat near the Syrian border. Tuesday, a car bomb targeted a police bus in Istanbul that killed 11 and wounded nearly 40 others. This is VOA News.